Public hearing is conditional use number 1728, MTC Properties. Mr. Lang.
Is there anyone here on behalf of the applicant? Okay, good. Just sit there for a sec. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office, storage, and steel truss manufacturing to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24.83 acres, more or less, lying east of U.S. Route 13, 1,250 feet south of Road 583, also known as Adams Road. For the benefit of the commission, passing down something I didn't realize was in the file. It's a packet of it. Let me borrow one for just a sec. It's a packet of information provided by Charles D. Murphy Associates on February 13th of 2008. It includes an aerial overview of the proposed site, a fire marshal approval letter, a conservation district approval letter, a copy of filed notice of intent, DLDOT approval letter, DLDOT approval extension, a DLDOT support facilities report, a proposed office building layout, and copy of revised site plan, approved entrance and stormwater management plans, and the site plan has been revised since initial submission per agency comments. I've also received a separate copy of the DLDOT entrance approval. It is a part of the record based on a May 14, 2007 letter. I received comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They were received on March 5th, earlier today, making reference to the application, location, the tax map number, and the pretended use and the size of the parcel. The site is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. The proposed project is to use an on-site septic system. In other comments, they provide that the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently has plans to provide sewer service. Part of the project is in the town of Georgetown's annexation area. The county engineering department recommends contacting the town of Greenwood. Excuse me, I said Georgetown, I think, earlier, for information regarding future water and sewer service to the parcel. And a concept plan is not required. That was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Also received a memorandum from the Conservation District dated March 3rd. It makes reference to this site. It makes reference to seven different soil types. We are advised that the applicant should follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That there is a portion of the site located in Zone A on the FEMA flood maps. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. The applicant would be required to follow recommended state and storm sediment and stormwater guidelines. There is a tax map affected by this application to the rear.
Tax ditch.
What did I say?
Tax map.
Oh, well, I'm really going good today. Tax ditch affected, excuse me. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared photograph, actually two, a soil information and map legend report, and also a copy of a reference to prime and other important farmlands. That is a part of the record also. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. And I believe there is someone here representing this application. All right, sir, if you'd come up, give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Fantastic. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Matthew Metz. I'm with Charles Murphy Associates. And as Mr. Lang said, this is an application for a conditional use of the site plan for the expansion of the existing all-span steel truss manufacturing operation, which is currently located one parcel to the south of the site in question. The expansion is to allow for current and future growth of the current operations, and as you can see on the, I'd hope by getting them in here earlier to have a chance to look at them, but I see they're just passed out. So I'll tell you on the stormwater plan, we're proposing two phases. One would initially be an office building with associated parking and stormwater control.
Excuse me, can you separate the microphones there a little bit? I think we're getting some feedback. Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Two phases, I was saying. One is the office building and its associated parking, paving, fire lanes, and stormwater management. And the second is additional parking in a warehouse to the rear of the office and its related stormwater upgrades. And the northern portion of the site is going to remain as farmland. And we had wetlands delineated. They basically run with the edge of the woods and the bank. The rear of the property is a kind of a lowland. And the closest building to any wetlands is 161 feet away. There's an existing structure in the southwest corner of the site, and it's temporarily going to be used for office functions during initial construction of the site, and then ultimately it'll be used for some backup storage for their office facility. And there's an existing entrance that goes along with this existing structure. It will be removed, topsoiled, seeded, and mulched per DLDOT upon completion of the proposed entrance. And that's about it. If you guys have any questions.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
So the existing house that's there will become storage only. Employees at all.
Correct. Eventually, it'll become storage. Like I said, during the construction, they would like to. They want to temporarily use it for office work.
Okay. And the there's two proposed storage buildings. There's one bigger and one smaller. Which one is the one that's going to be built forward?
Along with the office is the one in the south.
The smaller of the
southern two. One, yes. That's very close to the existing Allspan.
Will there be a cross easement? Will you be able to get from one site to the other?
There is a cross easement along the front per DLDOT.
Along the front?
Yes. And I'm sorry, I did not overlay that on the aerial. I apologize. But on the entrance plan, it shows it. I believe the also in the back, there's a connection.
So there'll be a connection from this building in back of that house over to this?
Actually, it's along the right-of-way line, along the front of the property, frontage.
Front of the house?
Yes. Okay. And in the back, there's also at the rear of that line of trees, there's an existing crossover. They're already using some crusher run lane out there.
The actual entrance approval from DLDOT shows the proposed entrance to the north for the proposed building with parking in front of the building and to the rear, and there's an interconnection to the future storage area in the back. There's also a cross-access easement that runs across the full frontage at 50 foot wide for future access to the north and the south, and would connect to the existing entrance, which is to be removed.
So it would
remove that.
Commissioner Carter.
Yeah, they're going to remove this one, put in this new one, it'll interconnect to the parking lot, and they can interconnect from there. The park looks like the parking lot already does.
Yes.
How many employees? You got something?
No.
How many employees? Are you shifting the sales tower from here over to here?
Yes.
How many total employees would be over there, do you know?
Yep. The answer is yeah. You went into 70.
That 70 is when the full project is built.
Yes, I believe.
Tell you what, sir, why don't you come on up and give us your name, and then we can... Yeah, we can chat right with you.
Yeah, my name's David Miller. I'm president of Allspan. And we currently have 70 employees. When we get everything finished, we'll probably have close to 100.
Okay. That's why we have two microphones, so two of you can stand there.
And the hours of operation will be the same that you're currently running now?
Yes.
What's that? For the record?
7 to 4:30.
5 days a week?
Yes.
Do you have any off-hour deliveries or anything like that?
They're occasionally, but they're rare.
Okay. Would all the storage be inside of these two buildings?
No, we have steel that not manufactured yet, and plus trusses that sit outside. We sit outside now.
But that would remain on the site that you're currently storing it now?
Mostly, there'll probably be some stored outside on the new part.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
And the application before us today is only dealing with the building in the front and the parking. Is that correct?
I think it's the whole thing. We're looking for to include the entire site plan and the conditional use.
Including the future buildings?
Yes.
Okay. The application states office storage and steel truss manufacturing.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen, I've been out to see the site. If I were to characterize it, say, for the record, would I be correct in saying that there seem to be similar uses to the north of this site of this application?
Along 13 there, yes.
Thank you. No other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
Just to clarify, the dwelling that it was actually a daycare center?
Is it currently?
One time?
It was a daycare center, yeah.
Country Kids.
That's where you're going to convert to office space temporary until you build?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Couts?
Just a bit of a follow-up to that. Because it was a daycare center that has a public well permit, so there's a wellhead protection area around the well. I don't know if you're going to keep it as a public well or what, but as long as it's a public well, there's a wellhead protection area, and we have an ordinance that requires certain considerations, so you need to take that in, factor that in. There's also, almost the entire site is an excellent recharge area, so I'm sure you're going to take some measures to make sure that there's no pollution and that the recharge continues, especially with the amount of impervious surface that you're adding. And again, there's some impervious surface requirements as part of that wellhead protection area ordinance also. And lastly, as noted by engineering department, you're within the Greenwood area of concern. And the way we're doing things now with the process for the new plan adoption, we've agreed to make sure that the municipalities are informed of development that's going around there. So if you would take the time to inform them of your project, and I'm not sure if they're interested in annexation. They may not be, but they might be. And so if you'd explore that with them.
So basically just make contact with
make
them.
Sure that they're aware of the project, the details of it. And like I said, I don't know if they're interested in annexation, but if they are, if you would explore that.
Sure.
The town. The Greenwood Volunteer Fire Company, the Woodbridge School District, were all notified. We received no comments from either one.
Okay. Travis?
No questions.
Robertson?
As you might have expected, no questions on this one.
But late, Mr. Robertson. No problem. I just have one or two. Will you be doing any fabricating outside, or will you want the ability to do any fabricating outside?
No, all the fabrication will be done inside.
Done inside. Mm-hmm. What you have would be storing outside are mainly orders that are waiting to be shipped. Is that right? Or do you have raw
mainly
material?
Mainly that and raw material.
You do store raw material outside also?
Store raw material outside now. Probably most that will stay on the existing commercial property, the storing of the raw materials.
Do you anticipate ever needing to store raw materials on the new site?
Can't see it.
I suppose that's possible. I mean, we don't anticipate it, but we didn't anticipate growing as much as we have so far. So,
feedback. There you go. All right, gentlemen, I don't have any more questions. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1728 MTC Properties?
Yes, gentlemen, I'm George Isaacs, and I own the adjoining property to these gentlemen, and I'm here in favor of their request for their zoning.
Okay.
I think they would be an asset to the community and the neighborhood, and they've been very good neighbors and run a very well operation.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
We thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1728? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday after, no, it's not Thursday. What is it? Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon and evening. Usually it's Thursday. With us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.